Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA on Tuesday recommended a pause of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, citing cases of a rare blood clot disorder that six women developed within 2 weeks of receiving the shot. Nearly 7 million shots have been administered so far to Americans. Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock said she expects the pause only to last a matter of days. Communities across the nation marched and mourned for a third consecutive night Tuesday in memory of Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black man who was fatally shot by police after a traffic stop over the weekend. Police were arresting Dante for an armed robbery warrant when a struggle ensued. 60 people were arrested in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Tuesday night. Subway is America's largest fast food chain by the number of locations, but the chain closed more locations than any other rival last year, and rumors of a troubled operation and an impending sale are taking shape. The chain also reduced its staff by 500 employees at the company's headquarters in Milford, Connecticut, USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The long arm of the law reaches back 25 years to make an arrest. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Police in California announced an arrest Tuesday in the 1996 disappearance of college student Kristen Smart. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Ian Parkinson says they've arrested two men in connection to the disappearance of Smart. Paul Flores was arrested on charges of murder, and his father, Raul, was arrested on charges of accessory to murder. Flores had been the prime suspect in the case since Smart's 1996 disappearance. He was the last person seen with Smart on the campus of Cal Poly University before she disappeared on May 25, 1996.
President Biden's pro-migration policy is so unpopular that it's flipping multiple congressional swing districts towards GOP candidates, according to two 1,200-person polls funded by the Heritage Foundation. The polls also showed that 77% of independents agreed that it's unfair for illegal immigrants to get social services ahead of American citizens. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's another NASCAR weekend in Richmond, Virginia. Trucks on Saturday afternoon, and then the Cup Series continues Sunday. We sat down with driver Martin Truex Jr. and asked him about the changes for 2021 and what he's looking forward to as we get deeper into the season.
You know, just learning the new road courses that we haven't been to yet. You know, COTA's, we did the tire test out of COTA, and that was a you know, really unique, different track, very different road course than anything we race on. I think it's like, kind of like if you mash together Watkins Glen and Sonoma, it's kind of what it is. It's got a little bit of everything. So that, I thought was fun, and that, and I think it's going to be a good show. And, never been to Road America. You know, I enjoy watching there on, you know, the races that they have. And, you know, just learning those new courses is fun. You know, Road America is a historic road course, and it's going to be cool to go there. And then obviously, Indianapolis road course have no laps there either. So, I think figuring those out are going to be fun. That's always a good challenge.
How about the next gen race car set to debut next year?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me and you know, for our team, I think it's, you know, you got to get through this year first. I know in the background that JGR, they're working on the new car. everybody at TRD and at Toyota, they're all working on, you know, planning and figuring out how all that stuff's going to look. And when you go inside the actual, you know, 19 team, the 20, the 18, the 11, whatever, we're all focused on, you know, the job at hand, which is, you know, how do we go win this championship this year? So, there's a little bit of everything going on, but we focus on, you know, what's closest to us right now.
I'm Lance Prying. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
I'll tell you, some of what you're seeing, it's almost impossible to unsee it, isn't it? It has gone that crazy in our world. Thank God. Thank God for God and what Jesus did on Easter Sunday, because he is the answer. And as I was saying earlier with Dr. Jim Dennison, you know, the thing that's clearly missing in what we're seeing in these riots in Minnesota, what's going on in Portland, is where are the people of faith that should be rallying around, that should be praying against this evil that's running amok and that has taken over the hearts and minds of the people there in Minnesota. I want to bring Joan Hunter on right now. Joan and I have talked many times before. We had a chance to do it face-to-face at NRB back in the days when we could be face-to-face. It almost seems like, you know, years ago, Joan, but I'm looking forward to NRB. This time it'll be in Texas, and so I guess we're a couple months away and looking forward and getting a chance to see some of our old friends and being able to talk to them face-to-face again.
Don't call me old. Old friend.
Did I say that?
For a while. You did.
Did I say that? Oh, forgive me. No, she's a very, very young. She's a very, very young old friend. Okay?
Yes, there you go. Known for a while.
Okay. Yes. Last time we talked about miracles happening and your book on miracles, which was so well received. And, you know, and I think it caused people to take pause and realize that we have so much to be thankful for, that miracles are happening even today in the midst of a pandemic, riots in the streets, open border issues, lawlessness that's running rampant. Miracles are still happening, right?
Right, and right is now wrong, and wrong is now right.
I know.
You know, you're like, and of course, that's what it says in the Bible. It's going to happen.
And, yes, exactly.
But we as Christians, and as you did on the intro here, is that we need to concentrate on the goodness of God and all that God has done for us. You know, and it's like Jesus, when he fed the 4,000, when he fed the 5,000, he gets back in the boat and they're going across the Sea of Galilee and the guys are going, I'm hungry. What are we going to eat? And he's like, oy vey, guys, how many times do I have to tell you? I'll take care of all your needs. You know, and I multiplied the food back then. You tell there wasn't a woman disciple because she'd have definitely brought food on the boat. But the point is that, you know, we, even the disciples who lived with him, traveled with him, he met their every need. They were still like, okay, now we're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And so many examples of like, oh my God, what are we going to do? We need to have a, you know, a cave sale. We need to have a, you know, chariot wash or something instead of car washes to raise money for taxes. And Jesus just goes, hey, let's go fishing. He's like, yeah. I don't want to go fishing, but, you know, Peter goes, well, at least there's food involved. So he went, right. And under the direction of the Holy Spirit, you know, he got the fish, and the fish that had the coin that took care of all their needs. It's another example of no matter what is going on in the world, because back then, if you didn't pay taxes, you went to jail. Here's a push-up payment plan. You know, and so you've got so many examples of, you know, it's okay, guys. You know, let's just relax. And I got it. I got that fish, and he picked it up off the bottom of the ocean out of a fisherman's, you know, bathing suit or whatever that fell out. You know, who knows how it got there. Mm-hmm. But either way, it was there at the right time and met their need. We as Christians need to relax and know that God met our needs before. He's going to do it again. And this past year was a breeze compared to what I went through in the year 2000. Lost everything, lost the church, lost the marriage, lost everything. And I had to believe God for every meal on my table for months, for actually over a year. And in the process of doing that, it trained me to believe God for in greater areas of faith like I have never seen in my entire life. So I went, okay, God, you know what's going on here. You know how many employees I have in this. It's your ministry, not mine. And it's up to you to provide, not from my travel, not from my book sales on the road. It's up to you to provide. And he did. It was a daily, you know, a daily interaction with God and praising him. And I go, oh, my God. No, it wasn't that. You know, I believe that miracles happen. And that was the name of the book that we talked about last time. And then this time, we have daily declarations of faith. And I have it recently came out for men. And then about a year and a half ago came out for women. So if you read a daily devotional that's going to fill you up with promise, then at that point, you concentrate on that word. Turn off the television news. Don't be ignorant of the news. But one of the major networks just admitted that they propagandized everything, and they lied about the election. They lied about this, and they lied about that. And then at that point, you know, here you've got all this stuff going on, and it's not truth. And people are succumbing to it. You know, I'm going to die if I don't get a vaccine. No, you're not. I'm not going to get a vaccine. I'm not going to die until my appointed time. But the point is, we can run around in fear, or we can go to the Word, and it makes it so simple with these two devotionals that I have, daily declarations of faith. You know, one is geared more toward men, one's geared more toward women, but we need to declare and decree over ourselves, over our circumstances, over our finances. Last year, not one employee missed a paycheck. We run our payroll through a national company, and they said 80% of the people in your like business will go under, and you'll need to think about who you're going to let go. We looked at every employee on paper and said, we don't want to let go of one of them. And we didn't have to. God met our every need supernaturally. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. But every day, we declare and decree, and even on my Facebook page, a daily declaration comes out every day out of these books. And people declare them and decree them and speak them, and it's like, you know, Holy Ghost B12 shot. And that people are getting infused with the Word of God. When you are infused with the Word of God, nothing can penetrate. And we have, like, excuse me, you are trespassing on God's property. You know, no sickness can come in. And we need to stand on the Word, which is the promises of God, not the promises of Joan or the promises of Bill. It's the promises of God that we are standing on for us not to get sick, for us not to lose finances, for us to be strong and all that God has for us. Hallelujah.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Via some alternate route of communication here, having a little bit of technical difficulty, but thank you for putting up with us. I appreciate it. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with the young Joan Hunter and about her new book, The Daily Declarations of Faith for Men. Hey, Joan, I apologize for the electronical problems, but hey, we'll get through it because we have Jesus on our side and the Holy Spirit making this work out. So
that's right. And just like we're going to get through any obstacle that the enemy puts in front of us, we win.
Yes,
you should
amen.
Know that by now.
Yes, yes, exactly. But, you know, we'll just keep we'll keep fighting the good fight here, right? So tell us why the
book for men.
Okay, why the book? People come up to the table and they go, do you have anything like just for men? Now, all of my books, except for Daily Declarations of Faith for Women, all of them are geared toward male and female. But, you know, like I've got Love Again, Live Again. It's a very pretty cover. But it talks about heartache and broken heart syndrome. And so men tend to not have that problem as much as women. You know, maybe 1% out of 100 are have the men. So
that's the 1% that want to admit it, Joan.
That's true. There's a lot more that need the book. And like my book for when we do our healing classes, my book on healing the heart is required. And men or woman has to read that book, okay? And so they're reading it, and people have come up to me privately, and they'll go, that is the best book I've ever read. I sobbed all the way through it. As I read, God healed my heart. And that's what's so awesome is that most guys don't admit that they need a healing of the heart because male or female, we've all been hurt.
Yes.
You know, we've been betrayed in our heart, betrayed by loved ones, whether, you know, some kind of family member, parents, children, spouse, et cetera. And, you know, and all that stuff. And it's so important that we get that healed. And, you know, and so it was like, okay. So I was talking to my publisher, Broad Street, and I said, what can we do to do a book just for men? And it's beautiful brown leather. It's in, it's engraved. It's got a little twinge of gold here and there. Very, very nicely done. Excellent book, especially coming up on Father's Day.
Exactly.
And number one, Father's Day. And number two, a male birthday. It's a great book. Great book.
Yeah. I love these, like, you know, in a devotional format, it's quick and to the point. It is very powerful. I was reading it, and I'm not sure if it carried or not, today's inspiration, a walk in authority. Behold, from Luke 10:19, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I mean, what a powerful affirmation.
Timely.
Especially,
what a timely
right?
word.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes, that's my thought. That here in the midst of a pandemic and other things that we're all dealing with, life, and as you say, the one thing that we all have in common is we all have wounds to the heart, don't we?
Right. But you can allow those wounds to stay there, or you can allow them for God to get them out. And like for me, God's totally healed me. Now, one thing that's really neat in regards to the table of contents that you can go, there's 365. Mm-hmm. And then on leap year, you just read one twice.
Yeah.
But 365 promises in the Word of God that I have put together. But if you are really, really needing help in the area of love, then even though it's April, you can go to the month of June, which is known for the month of love. And if you really have a problem with fear, you can skip ahead and go to July and read July daily, which is on fear and declaring and decreeing being set free from fear.
Okay.
And so for those of you
who are type A personalities and you feel like you got to start from the beginning and go one right after another, Joan has just liberated you. You are now free from that. Yes, exactly. You are now free from that constraint and you can jump in the book. It's okay, even though right now it's April, but June is what you need to be in. Go to June. It's okay. You'll be blessed.
And you can still go through April day by day and then also do June at the same time.
Yes, if your compulsive major will not allow you.
Yes.
The only reason I say that because I'm guilty of that. So that's why I know from whence I speak here.
Let's read the last chapter so that we can, get to the end of the book and find out how it ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad you mentioned February because in my daily devotionals, the thing I do is I read the book of Psalms in the evening. That's part of my evening devotion. Well, I go day by day. Well, it stops at 28. Well, I got I got two more days to go, and even on the 31st day, that's always but even on the 31st, see, the 31st is a reiteration of the next day, which is the first. Because what I do is I take the first, and then I do 30 days forward, so then my next reading. I mean, in the same time, it goes from the first to the 31st to the 61st to the 91st Psalm all the way to the end of there'll be five different chapters of Psalms that I would read that evening. So when I have those days, I go, oh man, what do I, what do I do? So I just go back and read Psalm 119 because there's always plenty there.
Well, see, the average person would say, I got 3 days off from reading the Word. So
I can't do that.
A good analogy right there.
I can't do that. I really, and the reason I can't do that, Joan, because I know who I am without the Word of God, and it scares me. I don't like it. And so that's what restrains me. It's not anything like I'm trying to act like I'm greater than thou or anything.
Yeah,
it's just an experiential kind of thing.
The thing is that you don't have to, you get to.
Yes, yes,
and
exactly.
People learn to walk in that freedom that they don't have to read the Word, they get to read the Word. They don't have to give, but they, out of the law, but they get to give because of love.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So when you're dealing with that type of aspect, getting free of any kind of condemnation, you have to read the Word. And well, then you read it out of obligation instead of because you want to.
Exactly.
And every time you read the Word, whether in a daily devotional like I have here, that you in turn can have an opportunity to pray together and say, God, I'm going to read your Word. As he knows that, but I want you to reveal something new to me because Psalm 3 you've read for every month for years, but Father, make it new to me. Show me something new that I've never read before.
And it's amazing when God answers that, it's amazing. He says there, how did I miss that? I've been reading it for years. How did I miss that? Because God wanted you to know it right then and now.
Right.
And because you
and
asked,
right?
Right
now.
Yep, exactly.
And because, see, I have a book, and it's called Like a Diamond. And it's a diamond has many multifacets to it, thousands realistically. Each scripture is multifaceted. And so as you go and say, God, show me, same scripture, show me what you want me to know on this scripture today. And I have a place for you to write down what God spoke to you about that word that day. And it's really awesome and amazing.
Got about a minute and a half left here, Joan. What was the hardest part in writing this book?
Writing it to a man from a woman's heart. That would be kind of the hardest thing. And yet I've been around so many men that really need to hear the Word. And to put it in a more masculine framework and to do that, I believe that we have accomplished that in the Daily Declarations of Faith for Men.
Well, I can tell you from my my reading of it, I would agree. This is a true gift, and thank you. Thank you for responding.
You're welcome.
To how, God has been directing you. Joan Hunter ministers the gospel with manifestations of supernatural signs and wonders in healing school sessions and miracle services at conferences and churches around the world. God is still in the miracle business, isn't he, Joan?
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Yeah. And a great movie out, too, by the way. The Girl That Believed in Miracles is quite touching. I recommend that. And that might reconnect you with Joan as well. Joan, how can they be in touch with you?
JoanHunter.org. JoanHunter.ca.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So refinance it and forget it. Forget It. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Financial Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA on Tuesday recommended a pause of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, citing cases of a rare blood clot disorder that six women developed within 2 weeks of receiving the shot. Nearly 7 million shots have been administered so far to Americans. Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock said she expects the pause only to last a matter of days. Communities across the nation marched and mourned for a third consecutive night Tuesday in memory of Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black man who was fatally shot by police after a traffic stop over the weekend. Police were arresting Dante for an armed robbery warrant when a struggle ensued. 60 people were arrested in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Tuesday night. Subway is America's largest fast food chain by the number of locations, but the chain closed more locations than any other rival last year, and rumors of a troubled operation and an impending sale are taking shape. The chain also reduced its staff by 500 employees at the company's headquarters in Milford, Connecticut, USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. We've got our next guest is an author, activist, and speaker, Haley Thomas. Normally, I don't get a chance to get much into the background, but she is so fascinating. Her background is incredible. She's 20 years old. She's already an international speaker, a wellness and compassion activist, as they would say, author of Living Lively. She's the youngest at the age of 16 to become a certified health coach graduate of the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, the CEO of a nonprofit, HAPPY, which is an acrostic for Healthy, Active, Positive, Purposeful Youth. I love this. She founded HAPPY, believe it or not, at the age of 12. She's a bit of a renaissance woman, as you can already tell, because her heart towards young people and to our overall health and the message that she's carrying is refreshing, Haley. I got to tell you, I am excited to be talking to you about this topic, about simple, sustainable swaps, and we'll get into that in just a moment. But I wanted to make sure people appreciated your background.
Oh, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. And, you know, I'm just so grateful to be able to join you today and to share more tips about sustainable living. But thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when I read your background and all that you've gone through, I just have this sense that your parents and the people that know you so well, if I asked them about you, they'd probably say, oh, she's an old soul, right? You've heard that name before?
Yes, I have heard that.
Because it's rather unique for somebody with your age to be that far down the road in terms of, you know, having a heart for people. I mean, this is such a blessing that you are at this space in time affecting not only, you know, your family, your community, and the message that you carry out to the world. It's got to be, you know, give you a sense of fulfillment in so many ways.
Yes, no, this work is so fulfilling, and, you know, I'm just so thankful and humbled to hear from you. And, you know, the beautiful thing is that my story is not at all unique. You know, how I got started, it's a universal thing. Through health and wellness, we all have our own journeys and stories to share, and luckily I've been gifted with, you know, parents and the platform to really share my perspective and have it respected, you know, around the world. So for that, I'm so thankful.
Well, you speak of your parents. Is this something that came as a result, you know, your mom and dad parenting you this way? I mean, obviously at 12 years old, to have this kind of response, you know, something got in the way of your life that brings Haley Thomas to where she is today.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my parents have always really instilled in me the importance of my own voice and just being a leader. And if I see something in the world that I'd like to fix, to really take action on that. But, you know, mm-hmm. how I got started really began with my own and my family's personal care. And so, you know, my dad, he had type 2 diabetes, and our family was able to completely reverse his condition without the use of medication, just changing our lifestyle, eating healthier. And so that inspired me significantly and showed me the interconnectedness of, you know, what we consume and not only how it impacts our bodies, but also how it impacts the environment, animals, and other people as well. And so, you know, that's, I think, what was so powerful is not only learning these things, but also being supported in sharing my voice and opinion. And I think that really points back to just how powerful our personal actions are, especially for Earth Month, thinking about that. You know, we can often feel so overwhelmed by, you know, the scale of, you know, climate change. But it's really in those individual actions, in our stories, in our journeys, that we can just make a really big impact.
Well, as you mentioned, it is Earth Month, and climate change and zero waste, you know, in some regard, I mean, it's still something that many people still need to understand. It comes up from time to time. Some people might have it front of mind, you know, in most cases. But trying to live a more sustainable lifestyle may seem overwhelming, as you just pointed out. As I said, she's the author, international speaker, and wellness activist. Haley Thomas is here, and she's got some simple tips to help us be less wasteful. So let's talk about that, Haley. How can we become more eco-friendly and less wasteful?
Yes, well, luckily there are many small actions that we can take each day to really make a positive impact on our planet. And so a great place to start is with our personal care routine and just swapping out some essential items that we use each and every day, or being really intentional and mindful about the products that we use to care for our bodies and their impact on the planet. And so knowing that our self-care is really deeply connected to the health of our planet, you know, using products that have a naturally derived ingredient or are sustainably sourced and have recyclable packaging is a really wonderful place to start. And that's actually why I've recently been really loving using Toms of Maine's products, because they have been committed to really doing good for people and planet for over 50 years now. And so it's you know, a commitment I can really trust, but also, you know, they'd really want to genuinely create a better world. And as I've been on this journey of learning more about how to be, you know, more sustainable in those everyday items, I actually learned this unbelievable fact that I'd love to share with you,
yes.
that over 1 billion tubes of toothpaste are thrown away in landfills annually, which, you know,
wow.
I mean, that number is just, I can't even really fully capture just how wasteful that is. And in knowing this, you know, I was happy to hear that Tom's has actually created their first of a kind recyclable toothpaste tube to help reduce that plastic waste. And they also have like a natural strength deodorant that is completely plastic free, 100% plastic free. So you can see how, you know, swapping out those items in our routines, like our toothpaste and deodorant, can actually make a really big, big impact.
Well, and to your point, it's got to start somewhere. And if we just
right.
do it with toothpaste, imagine, or some underarm deodorant. I mean, look, it's not like we have to, you know, reinvent the wheel here or anything like that. Let's just start being a little bit more eco-conscious about this and take it a step at a time. I mean, I'm sure for you, it wasn't like all of a sudden you were totally sustainable. You're probably more sustainable now than you were, you know, when you first started, right?
Of course, yes, and that's a beautiful thing. Also, the beautiful opportunity is in the interconnectedness of all of these elements of our lives, you know, the ways that we nourish ourselves and, you know, the ways we nourish our communities, the local, global. And so it's just seeing that web, there's so many opportunities to get started. And I think, you know, in those mini moments each and every day, that's absolutely, you know, where we can get started without being too intimidated or overwhelmed.
Exactly. Haley, what else can we do to be more mindful of these routines that you talk about and the products we use?
Yes. Well, some other swaps that I really love include, like, instead of using, say, disposable facial wipes or razors, you can use reusable cotton rounds and metal safety razors. But also remembering that, you know, our sustainability doesn't have to be rooted in excessive consumption or consumerism either. Oftentimes, the most nourishing forms of self-care are free. So engaging in self-care, like simply going outside and enjoying your time out there, you know, it's scientifically proven that being outdoors significantly reduces our stress hormone levels, and that's a great way to take care of ourselves, but also a great way to deepen our connection to our planet and appreciation of it. And, you know, I think committing to these acts with compassion and gentleness with ourselves also encourages us to continue that journey, to continue to look at the different areas in our lives that we can improve and make more sustainable.
I like the way you frame this, because you do it in a way that's, you know, disarming in a positive way. Because, you know, in this contentious environment that we live in right now, as I mentioned earlier, just even with climate change, people are trying to understand some of this stuff. And it has gotten so politically mired that it's gotten in the way of common sense. And I keep trying to encourage our audience to, you know, get out of that that stream of headwinds and like I say, sometimes being in a bucket of gum, because you get so caught up in stuff and everything gets so negative and argumentative that we miss the point here. And there's some simple things that we can do for sustainability that can make a big difference. And, oh, by the way, we could probably live happier, too. Why not, huh?
Yes, exactly. And we forget that we are a part of nature as well, you know, and so in taking care of our planet, we are also creating greater opportunities for us to be well and live well and happy.
Well, Haley Thomas, you're awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show. You are such an encouragement. As we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yes. For more info, you can visit tomsofmaine.com, or you can follow me on Instagram at Haley Thomas. But thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure joining you today.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Neil Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, and we've got a real treat for you. Governor Scott Walker joins us, the 45th governor of Wisconsin, serving from 2011 to 2019. You know, you can't keep a good man down, so he had to get busy again. So he's now involved as the president of Young America's Foundation, and he's got a brand new plan, the long game, to share with us. Governor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's a real pleasure.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm excited to hear about this idea you've had, because I think that where conservatives are right now is that we're eager to have a vision and a plan. In other words, kind of a new contract with the American people. And I think this is what you're laying out here in this long game.
Yeah, absolutely. We know that America's under siege. I mean, heck, we've seen this not only on our college campuses, but increasingly in our culture, even in our communications with the censorship from big tech. And the left, you know, this didn't happen overnight. The left has been at this literally for decades, all the way back to Saul Alinsky in the 60s. We know that to turn this around, it's not going to take just a news cycle, probably not even just a presidential cycle. It is going to take a long game. And so we've laid out a 12-point action plan to get this country right back on the right track again. And it starts with our young people. And
exactly.
You know, the left has figured that out, education, higher ed. So that's where the long game is focused on.
No, and it's critical. And we've had a lot of conversations with YAF representatives. We've continued to encourage them to fight this battle because it has been an incredible fight, and they see it right there at the ground level. So I'm sure they're excited to have you involved and part of the team.
Well, we know something about fighting. You know, a decade ago, they sent 100,000 protesters to take over our state capitol. In fact, I always found it interesting earlier this year when Pelosi was upset about the U.S. Capitol. She was actually egging them on, literally tweeting words of encouragement to the people occupying our capital for nearly a month. But in the end, we won, not just in our battle, but in the recall. Our reforms are still helping the hardworking taxpayers of our state. So we know what it's like when people try to intimidate you, to marginalize you, in our case, to try and recall you. That's exactly what's happening to conservatives, not only on campuses, but really increasingly in all areas of society. The long game, which if people want a copy of it, it's yaf.org/long game. yaf.org/long game will send you the copy. But it talks about not only how we reach more young people on college campuses, but even in the high school junior high, and even as early as helping elementary school students and their parents, because as you well know and your listeners know, there are people on the radical left trying to indoctrinate our young people, even in those early grades, with a hatred for America. We've got to counter it with a love for this country, understanding of our founding principles, our great patriots who created this country, and our Judeo-Christian values. And we can and will and must do just that.
And, Scott, I guess the thing that's so upsetting to all of us is that the evidence is clear. I mean, the history of this country when, going off of God's advice to Cain back in the book of Genesis, you know, if you do right, will it not go well for you? When this country has done right and done right by God and responded to the call and the vision that God had for this country, it's gone right for us. When we violated, you know, God's principles, and, you know, God's vision for the country, we've been paying a price for it. So there's enough evidence to argue the case and also to encourage people that, you know, hey, this is a long game. You have to keep fighting the good fight. And as the Bible says, having done all to stand, you keep standing, right?
Absolutely. Freedoms are endowed by our Creator, defined in our Constitution, defended every day by the great men and women who wear the uniform. We've got to continue to make sure we don't take those for granted, but stand up and really fight, not just the battle of the day, but fight the war for the heart and soul of this country. We're, you know, this country founded on Judeo-Christian values, an understanding of God's place in our lives and in our country. And the reason, I firmly believe, the reason why you see a shift from just liberal bias to political correctness to now outright what's called cancel culture is because the left knows. We saw it in my own personal experience. They tried to intimidate us and then recall us because they didn't want a foothold in a state that historically was blue, because once it did, well, we did what we did, those things actually worked and people could see it with their own eyes. The same thing's true on our campuses and in our culture. The left doesn't even want conservative voices to be heard because when you hear it, it makes sense. They want to cancel it out completely. And we see it even playing out this week with the nonsense happening with Georgia.
Exactly.
With the laws down there, what the people want when it comes to voter integrity and voter ID, overwhelming support, Republican, independent, even majority of Democrats say they support voter ID over not. 69% of black voters say they want it. And yet you listen to the woke world out there and they would act like this is some outrage. It's not. It's where Americans are at. We cannot back down.
And it's what Georgians want. I mean, by a clear majority, it wasn't even close on every level, voter ID, and even people of color have agreed. And then they try to insult people of color by saying, oh, it's so confusing. You know, they might get the wrong ID number down, like as if, you know, they're absolute idiots. I mean, you know, it's insulting the way the left. Go ahead.
Statements like that are racist. Because they're implying people's intelligence based on race. But those are exactly the sorts of things we fought to create a colorblind society. I mean, the mindset, but this is part of a mass, of a larger plan. This isn't just about voter ID. This isn't just about Georgia. I firmly believe that those pushing Marxist views tried to impose their beliefs on America years or decades ago, really, and they failed. Why? Because we don't have a class-based society. The beauty of America is anyone can succeed no matter what they come from, no matter where they, what they look like, what income level they were born into. Anyone can enjoy the freedom and opportunity so abundantly available in this great nation. So now they're trying to come at it through pitting us against each other based on race and sex and gender. We cannot let that happen. We've got to have a clear message that in America, every single person here and those who legally come here and enjoy the freedom and opportunity that, again, our good Lord has endowed us with and that we continue to need to defend today.
Well, Governor, to your point, I don't know if you heard Charles Barkley's comments about whites and blacks are good people.
Oh, yeah.
And he, in his heart and all this that he expressed. Boy, I'll tell you, the rest of the people of color on that panel were very quiet because he spoke the truth. And I'm sure it resonated across the country. And we've been playing that soundbite here on the show to remind people that we're being worked. We're being worked to an end that is not consistent with our constitutional vision and our constitutional rights. We're being worked against one another to be at each other's throats. And this is not what America stands for.
No. And think about it, just having come off of Easter, you know, the the great commission to us is to not only love the Lord our God with all our heart and all our soul, but also to love our neighbor as ourselves. If we do that, if we just simply focus on respect, not on critical race theory, not on BLM, the organization, not on all these other things, but if we say, I'm going to respect my neighbor, I'm going to treat them the way I want them to be treated, and here in America, that means I love this country, I want my children to do well, I want my neighbor and his or her children to do well as well on top of that. And so that's a message. The irony is that the media loves to portray those who are, those of us who are conservatives, heck, those of us who are Christian, as somehow being divisive. The opposite is true. We have a message that's available for anyone. It doesn't matter what your background. It's universal. The other side, the radical ones, are the ones trying to separate and pit us against each other. We cannot let that happen. We need to come together and move this country forward, and that's exactly what we're proposing in the long game.
Well, what we were reminded, to your point, Governor, about Easter is that, like no other theology, this is a redemptive theology. This is a theology of second chances. This is a theology where people have, you know, come to that point in their life and they say, God, I really messed up. And God says, hey, look, it doesn't matter. I'm here for you. And this is the message that we can take forth and stand on, and to be able to express love for another and compassion toward our fellow human being, which as a Judeo-Christian country, this is what we've done. And, you know, and for those of us who have done this and were raised with this kind of doctrine, we're shocked to hear what the mainstream media and others would say and how they would lie about us.
Well, it's exactly right. And it's a good reminder, and this may sound like conflicting words, and it's not. It's why we have to stand up and fight back, not to attack, not to be cruel, but rather to fight back and defend those very principles. Because what I think many of the radicals are counting on is many of us who are both conservative as well as those of us who are Christian, of just, you know, being polite and not attacking the way they attack personally. I'm not saying we should attack personally, not at all, but we have to stand up and fight for the very principles this country was built on, the ones that have made us great, and I believe will continue to make us great, but we cannot take it for granted, because the left strategy, the radical strategy, is to cancel it out, whether it's we exposed last week in a campus where they wouldn't even allow Easter to be celebrated with a simple Easter egg hunt, because it might be offensive to all the other radical ideas going on across America. We've got to stand up and fight back. And again, if people want a free copy of our long game plan, yaf.org/longgame, we'd love to send them a copy to fight back the very way we're talking about here.
Well, Governor, I'm glad that you reminded everybody where they can go for it. I mean, we're talking about sponsoring a million new students to attend YAF programs, establishing a YAF presence on each of more than 4,000 college campuses in America. I love this one. Holding schools accountable in court for free speech violations, fighting back across the country against anti-conservative bias and discrimination. Well, much appreciated. Governor Scott Walker, now the new president of Young America's Foundation. Where do they go for the long game again? Remind them.
Absolutely. YAF.org/longgame. We'd love to send you a copy. If you're a student, we'd love to help you out with some of our programs, or you got a son or a daughter, grandson, granddaughter, just a neighbor kid, or you just want to help. YAF.org/longgame. Help us join the fight.
Governor Walker, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Take care. Godspeed.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS